Grime.
Hey, come speak to Fritz.
Oh, what have I done?
Wait for you.
Yes.
Wait for you. This great interest to conversations. Wait for you. Not only listen to conversations, but wait for you. Listen to the inner thoughts of each one.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes, even I, very surprised what issue from lips, when sometimes inside quite different. Why people do this, I don't know. But I know what is important is what is inside, what a person really is. Underneath the veneer. I know often those who have most caustic tongue have golden hearts. Sometimes deliberately they try to give false impression or create sometimes complication in life. Sometimes they be foolish. But this I know, that each one of you here are sincere. Each one of you are in love, in harmony together. Though you have your differences, because you are individuals, that is to be expected and understood. But this I know, that there is harmony, there is love, there is understanding. And I know, deep down, there is great tolerance. Sometimes, when you are sorely tried, sorely tested, then the bitter self comes to surface. I want each one of you to know that you have been called to service. May not always be that you see the path clearly. Sometimes the path is obscure. Sometimes you feel that you are treading uncertainly into the future. The future, though it is obscure, we know, God's great promise, you do not travel alone on this path, for we are with you. And the great spirit of all spirits, our great Father, he know, he understand, and he made possible all things that are good. Each one of you will be helped. Each one of you will be guided. Each one will be called to service in some way or other, according to your ability. Not one of you are lacking in the power of the Spirit, for you are, by your very nature, servants of the Most High. You are called to work. We know that you will not be found wanting. In this group which I come to, I know. I know that one day we shall overcome the difficulties which separate the two worlds, our world and yours. One day we shall manifest. One day we shall speak unto you, as we have promised. In the meantime, we manifest in our own fashion, as best we may. We give to you the tidings of spirit. We give to you the counsel. We give to you the love of spirit. Never feel that you are alone. Never feel that any moment is wasted when you give your hearts to us. For that which you give is returned a thousandfold. We shall prepare the way for you. We shall make that path for you easier, eventually, and make possible that which we have hoped and promised to do. Not one of you shall want. You shall always be provided for, sometimes more than you anticipate or even dare hope. We have no doubts, no fears, for we know that which we endeavor to do is greater than ourselves. For we are like you, servants of the Most High, willing, obedient, and happy servants. You are the children of the living Father, and together no fears, and we know that love makes all things possible. Be charitable in your hearts and in your words. Make allowances for those who will not see, for they cannot be blamed if their sight is poor, for they have been brought up in a world of flesh that is difficult and hard. Sometimes their minds have been twisted. Sometimes the truth has been obscured from them. They have been nurtured and nursed in ignorance and been fed by those who are ignorant. That which you call religion in your words has much in it to commend it, as there is much that is evil. And are those who use their powers to ulterior motives, even to obscure truth and the freedom of mind of man, these who have shackled and bound men to earth with ignorance, false ideas and ideologies, one day they shall be made to see. But those who are free in mind to be receptive to the purer things of the spirit, they shall indeed find true salvation of the mind and of the spirit. They shall not be bludgeoned into service, but they shall be called to service in the quietude and in the peace that comes from God. We have seen in your word many peoples, many nations, and we know there is much good in all. And we know that in this truth it shall make all men free and one. There are no barriers to us. In your world you are full of barriers made by man in his ignorance, in his foolishness, in his pride. He desires to make serfs God's children, make them bow the knee to their idols, their false gods, their false ideals. But truth makes man free. You know, in part, that which you speak. In time you should learn and know more. But you have great possibilities. But only if you yourselves help us to make it possible. You must make it possible. We come to you, but you must reach up to us. That is important. We do not ask you to do anything that is not possible, that you cannot do. We only ask that you will strive. And if you sometimes fail, as you must, because you are human, we shall understand. We do not come to criticize. We do not come to catechize. We do not come to condemn. We come in love and service. And we come not to chide, but to give you hope, to give you our power and our love, to lift you up when you are perhaps most cast down. To all who may hear the voice of Spirit, I say, whatever your condition of life, whatever your religion or lack of it, I say, it matters not. If that in which you do you find peace, continue. But know beyond the confines of man's mind and ignorance, there is a greater truth. The truth that is the truth of all peoples, of all races, of all time. The fundamental truth of all religions, of all creeds, of all dogmas, whatever they may be. The fundamental truth that God is, that we are his children, that we are one with him in spirit and in truth, and that through him all things are possible, and that we have within us that power which is our saving grace, and we ourselves can save ourselves by treading in the path of the great ones, following the examples they have set us, endeavoring to be like unto them, and thereby reaching the great one himself. We come in love, we condemn none, but we ask only for an open heart and an open mind that we might enter in is a great teacher, the Nazarenes say, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So it is. Those who will seek truth shall find it. Those who lock and bar their door against it shall see it not. Yet the time must surely come when they must unlock and unbar the door, that the Spirit may enter, and they may be set free from that prison in which they have shut themselves for so long. I see in your world many prisons. The greatest prison of all is the door that is locked upon truth. There are many who are afraid of it. There are many who dwell in darkness. There are many in your world who through fear are afraid to find truth. They are held down, chained down, bound down by creeds and dogmas and priests who are in themselves oftentimes ignorant of truth. They have a conception, sometimes, but oftentimes it is used in fear. Anything that is done in fear is bad. It is not of God, for God is of love. There was a time when man, if he did not believe as others wished him to believe, he was put to the rack or the stake. At times, perhaps, have passed. But there is even a greater thing, a greater evil. That is the chaining of men in their mind and in their spirit. Truth would break those shackles and those chains. And we who come from spirit to out of no religion but one, which is truth. This symbol of beauty, this life. You, my children, in this garden of earth, all around you, you see many flowers, the simple, the humble, daisy or buttercup. Here and there a weed, yet even a weed has a purpose. Do not despise anything in God's garden, no matter how crude or undeveloped it may be, for it can be changed. And the seeds that are planted that do not bear fruit, perhaps in another season will come and flower. You are blessed. But we who come to you, we who love you, and who will not fail you, we are the gardeners, and we shall see that you are cared for, that you shall blossom forth, and in time shall be indeed a joy and a beauty to behold, and an example to others, that we are content that for a time you shall be frail, because we know that you must yet be nurtured longer, but you have already cast from yourselves much that was not good. But we know there is yet room for more improvement. We are content to wait, be patient. But above all I say, whatever else I may say to you, I say this: love one another. Love all God's children, even those who by your very nature you feel repelled against, those who perhaps you feel you have no affection or regard for them you should strive to have more, and perhaps most, for it is easy to love those when love comes easy, but to love those who normally you cannot love, or feel you have no love for, to love those is indeed progress. I think of all the great ones of the past, the great seers, the great teachers, the great saints, and I realize that in them we have shining examples. And above all, as I speak to you, I think of my friend Francis of Assisi, as you know him. He is a soul that all might try to mold themselves into. He who loved the simple things. He who loved nature and the birds and the animals. He who has such faith, be like unto him. For as ye do unto these lowly creatures, so shall ye in return. Above all, remember that these who have been given to you in your kingdom of earth, who need your kindness and your strength and your mercy, above all, remember them who have no way defending themselves. Defend them and know that in them God planted also the spark of life and part of his divinity. There is much that I could say to you on many things, but above all I say, love all God's creatures, treasure them, know that they are part of you, and as you destroy them, so shall you be destroyed. I must go. Others wish to speak to you.
Well, thank you for the message. God
be with you. Peace be with you, my children.
wonderful message you. Everyone, oh yes, there's so many things to be learned from that particular speech.
Sometimes it is very difficult for us to understand exactly what is conveyed to you. Sometimes things are given to you in almost what appears to be a roundabout way, as if it is a parable. We have come to you from our side of life. Our ever conscious is our friend to send to you all the problems that beset the path of those who strive earnestly to do the right thing, to live the life. To live the life sometimes seems almost impossible. But as we come to you from our side of life and see into your minds, into your hearts, we see often what you yourselves do not always acknowledge within yourselves or even see or perhaps do not want to see. We see the motive. The motive, if the motive is a good one, then you cannot be content with the blame for what you do. But at the same time, you must learn to see every aspect of a case. You must not see it only from your own point of view, but try desperately to see it from the other person's, to see why they feel as they feel, why they think as they think, why they are as they are. Try to reason. Yourself. Try to analyze yourself and if necessary criticize yourself and even sometimes condemn yourself, for that is good. The only way of progress is to be able to know yourself for what you really are and then begin to build from that, to cast aside the worse parts and to build the better. In religion, many find peace. Many find joy and happiness. Sometimes it is the only way for them. And if it is the only way for them, no one has the right to take it from them. But this I do say, that those who are dissatisfied within themselves after searching deeply within, if they are dissatisfied, then they must know there is a reason, no others. And if they do not find in their way of life, in their way of thinking, in their religious habits, an acceptance of religion, if they do not then feel as they know they should feel about these things, they will then know that in some way they have obscured truth. First, before you can receive truth, you must find truth. And above all, you must find truth in yourself. You must be strong. You must be brave. And you must find that which is wrong within yourself and cast it out. Then when you are freed of prejudice, when you are freed of ignorance, you are open to receive the highest truths, which eventually solve your problems. No matter what those problems are, truth will solve. Truth will make you free. Free of many things. Even when most you are worried. Even when most you are unhappy. When you have real truth, you will see the wisdom and you will see the way. And you will not lack strength to face anything that may come upon you. Even if it is the most dire thing. If you have truth in your heart, knowledge and experience of things eternal, you will see everything in its proper aspect and you will have no fear. When you have cast out fear, you have found the road to peace, to tranquility of spirit and freedom of spirit. You have gone through trials together. Each one of you have known your problems. Sometimes you have felt disheartened. Sometimes you have felt deserted. Sometimes you have felt everything was pointless, purposeless, useless. And yet, because you have been able to be together, because you have faced yourselves to some extent, because you have realized this aspect of truth which has helped you considerably. You have come through. You have deliberately sometimes been given problems. Sometimes you have been deliberately been made to suffer. Not that we desire you to suffer, but this suffering oftentimes unconsciously man brings upon himself. Sometimes others in your world bring it upon you, for you are all dependent one upon another. No man is completely free to himself. He may be free in his spiritual aspiration, his experience and knowledge, but you are one family in your world. And where one man does a wrong, it is felt by another. When one man is sick, another is sick also. In your world, you have much suffering. You have much suffering of mind and of body and of spirit too. But this man himself, in his ignorance and foolishness, and in his fear, and sometimes in his pride, has brought upon himself, I see your world in its true reality. But until man realizes that he is responsible, no one else, God has given man free will, and in his free will he has brought oftentimes disaster upon himself in so many different ways. In war, in disease, in so many things, man has suffered in his ignorance, clinging to false creeds, clinging to false ideas, having faith in things which were of no account, putting his strength in the very weakness of the earthly world. We see your world in its true colors. You are gradually beginning to perceive. You are gradually beginning to understand. And in consequence, you are beginning to judge. You are beginning to find the true path and the real happiness. You know the things that are of God are yours. But you must help to make them come to being. They cannot come unless you strive within yourself to make yourselves worthy of them. You cannot have the wine of life in a poor vessel that is cracked and broken. You can be vessels of pure gold in which the wine of life can flow. And those who partake of it can find new health, new life. Oh, I think of so many things I would like to say to you, but words in themselves are such poor things. I try to describe, depict these things, but there's no way that I can fully convey them to you. But this I do say, you have great and glorious possibilities, because you have perceived, and having perceived, have endeavored. Having endeavored, have made possible, in part, that progress which will lift you out of earthly things in such a way that though you be of them, you are not, and yet you will be able to assist those less fortunate, and in consequence grow in strength and in wisdom. I like to think that which I and others here endeavor to do, which we do in free will, in love and in service to you and to all mankind, that which we do is not and cannot be a wasted effort. If only here and there some are strengthened, some are uplifted, some are guided, some are in the world, then our work is not in vain. We have great things to give you. You are gradually beginning to make them possible, these things we have promised. And I know that you will not fail us, because you will not fail yourselves. You have come through your failures. And and you have won a difficult race. And yet, though the prizes have not been given, they will come in good time. I like to think of so many things, but I don't know how I can convey them to you. I think of what you have gone through together. I think of what you have experienced together. I think of what you would like to do together, what you hope to do together, in every respect, what you would do if you could do, if you had this or had that to do it with. But remember this, that true help, true comfort, true progress is not found in acts, but in hearts. And in your hearts you give freely, and in your time also. Give your love. And when you give your love, other things will come too, and make things possible that you wish to do. I am not going to prophesy, but I am going to say this, that many things that seem impossible will become possible, and eventually will become fact, and you will do as you have desired to do, the things that are good for you to do, no more, no less, for those near and dear, and those unknown yet, but who will be known to you. You have been set a task, you have been brought together for work, and I am but an instrument, no more, no less than you. If I have, as I have, more knowledge, more experience, greater realization, it is my joy to pass it on to you, that we might be stronger in love and in service. I think of all the kind thoughts and all the love that you send to me and to others, and I thank you, and I want your happiness, and I know that you have found a peace and happiness in the things that are revealed and eternal. When all else has passed away, when all else has failed you, when all has become as naught in your minds, this will remain, that love which passeth understanding, and it is ever real and ever with you, and is beyond all price, beyond all narrowness of thought and mind, beyond all that.